Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I count it a privilege to be here this morning time. And I praise God for your pastor, Pastor George B. Thomas. He's a person I respect a lot in the ministry. I remember about a few years ago when the Assemblies of God had the national conference, he called me up and said, you know, we need your help, come up. And I remember the good days that we had during the conference. We got together to pray, and I was the prayer coordinator. I remember that. I praise God. For me, I believe that we are all the children of God. Praise the Lord. How many of you believe that?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. We are all the children of God, whether we are Church of God, Assemblies of God, IPC. The labels doesn't matter. There would be no labels in heaven. I don't think they are going to create different compartments for IPC and Church of God and Assemblies of God. We are all one part of the body of Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. That is the way I believe it, and I'm believing it more. But I believe that we need different churches so that the word of God will multiply. Multiplication of Indy. We need different churches. I praise God for this church. Many times we have in our fasting prayers, we pray for all the churches. We remember this church also in our prayers. Hallelujah. I pray that God will bless you. I pray that God will multiply you, and the Lord will continue to fulfill His desires through this church. Before I go into the Word of God, just a few words I want to speak regarding the reason why I'm here. Number one, I needed a reason to go to all the churches, and I got a good reason. As part of my doctoral thesis, I chose a subject about understanding the needs of the Asian Indian Christians who are in Atlanta. This is my doctoral thesis. I am trying to find out what the needs are. മനുഷ്യരുടെ ആവശ്യങ്ങൾ എന്തുവാന്നുള്ളതും മനസ്സിലാക്കാനുള്ള ഒരു തീസിസ്. ആൻഡ് ദിസ് മോർണിംഗ് ഐ എം ഹിയർ ഓൾസോ ഐ എം വിസിറ്റിംഗ് ഓൾ ദ ചേർച്ചസ് ഓൾമോസ്റ്റ് ടിൽ ഡിസംബർ നെക്സ്റ്റ് മന്ത്. ഐ എം എവറി സൺഡേ ഐ എം ഗോയിങ് ടു വൺ ചേർച്ച്. സോ പ്ലീസ് റിമെമ്പർ മീ ആൻഡ് ദെൻ ഐ ടു സിറ്റ് ആൻഡ് ഡൂ മൈ ഡിസർട്ടേഷൻ ആൻഡ് ദെൻ ഗോഡ് വില്ലിംഗ് I believe firmly that the graduation is for next May. Next year, May, please remember me in your prayers. It has been a long journey, but God has been good. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise. Especially this morning, I'm delighted to be here with my sister and Sheba and Shaji and children here, and my parents, and with Nisi. Our daughters are actually on the way. They are coming, but I don't know if they've lost the way or something. But I pray, I believe that they are also going to be here very soon. This morning, as I was praying about what to share, the Holy Spirit really brought me to a verse that we are very familiar with. Let me tell you, I have not preached this sermon in any other place. Last week, as I was sitting, I want to share with something with the church this morning. Sincerely, if you pray to God, God is going to touch you. I believe that God moves beyond personalities and people. God moves beyond humans because it is His word that we are going to listen. ദൈവത്തിന്റെ വചനം നമ്മൾ കേൾക്കുമ്പോൾ അത് ദൈവത്തിന്റെ വചനമാണ് ആദ്യം നമ്മൾ വിശ്വസിക്കണം. It is the word from God. ആര് സംസാരിക്കുന്നതല്ല. Who is preaching? It doesn't matter. It's your pastor, somebody, child, even a small child. Doesn't matter who preaches the word. But it is the word of God. ദൈവത്തിന്റെ വചനം ആകുന്നുണ്ട്. നമ്മൾ ദൈവത്തിന്റെ വചനത്തിലേക്ക് നമ്മൾ ധ്യാനിക്കുമ്പോൾ, കർത്താവേ നീനോട് സംസാരിക്കണമെന്ന് നമ്മൾ പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുമ്പോൾ, God's Holy Spirit is going to touch you. ദൈവത്തിന്റെ ആത്മാവിന്റെ രാവിലെ നമ്മളെ തൊടുകയും നമ്മുടെ ചില ചോദ്യങ്ങൾക്കുള്ള ഉത്തരം maybe God is going to speak to you today. Hallelujah. And I firmly believe every time I stand before God's word, I pray to God, Lord, let it be not my word. എന്റെ ഒരു വാക്യമായിരിക്കണം. Let it not be my thoughts. Let it be your thoughts alone. Hallelujah. അതാണ് എന്റെ പ്രാർത്ഥന. ഒരു നിമിഷം നമുക്ക് കണ്ണുകളിൽ അടിക്കാം. ഇന്ന് രാവിലെ നമ്മൾ ദൈവത്തിന്റെ വചനത്തിന് മുമ്പാകെ ഇരിക്കുമ്പോൾ, കർത്താവേ നിന്റെ വചനമാണ്. This is your word. അത് ജീവനും ചൈതന്യം തരുന്ന വചനം. It is a living word. It is a word that can pierce into our hearts. കർത്താവേ ഇന്ന് രാവിലെ എന്നോട് സംസാരിക്കണമേന്ന് നമുക്ക് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കാമോ? ആത്മാർത്ഥമായിട്ട് പ്രാർത്ഥിച്ചാട്ട്. Pray that God, you speak to me. Hallelujah. Lord, you speak to me from your word, Lord. Hallelujah. Let it be a blessing in my life. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful day that you have given us. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and we will be glad in it. We thank you, Lord, for your privilege to call you our Father and come in your presence, Lord. Hallelujah. Bibles to the book of Philippians and chapter 4. Philippians in the Leganam Nalam Tadhyayam. Adinda Patamadam Tavakyam, verse number 19. Very familiar verse.
My God shall supply all you need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
And my God shall supply. Sister, can you read it a little more clearly?
My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. By Christ Jesus. This verse, when we look at the verse, many times people quote verses. I have heard countless Christians who quote verses and claim it to themselves. But when we look at this context of why this verse was written by Apostle, we know, let me give you a brief background about the book of Philippians and why this was written and the context why Apostle Paul even wrote about this. Hallelujah. The book of Philippians was written by Apostle Paul to the church in Philippi. Hallelujah. It is actually a thank you letter. Sometimes you write a thank you note and say thank you. Thank you for you did it this. So Apostle Paul is writing a thank you letter to the believers in Philippi because they helped him during his time of his need. And the reason why I'm saying it is because if you look, the context is that when Paul was imprisoned in Rome, the church in Philippi heard that Paul was in prison and he needed some resources. He needed something for his sustenance. So what they did, they made a collection. They got some money and they sent a person by the name of Epaphroditus. You look at the previous verse, verse number 18, you will know that they sent a gift to Apostle Paul while he was in prison by this man called Epaphroditus. And they sent it and then Paul was so much happy. Paul was a very sandosham manu. Thank you. And then he writes this letter and adds a thank you note to the church in Philippi. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. One prasham alla, vera rendu prasham kuda they had sent money in the previous times. Look at verse number 16. And Paul says that you did not send it once, you sent it twice. Now you are sending it the third time to me. Why did they do that? And then as a result of that, Paul is saying that I want to thank you. I want to praise God for that. He says this word, my God shall supply, hallelujah, all your need according to his riches in glory. In the Ravana Samayam, I want to give you a word of promise this morning. I want you to think about a promise that God makes. God will supply all our need. Praise the Lord. I want to tell them this morning, many times people look everywhere for help, especially in this day and age when people don't have jobs. Jodi illatha samayathil avan angotu ingotu nokkum, how can I get a job? How can I get some money? How can my children get better education? How can I do this, do that? But let me tell you, there is something, a treasure that is kept here. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory. Who was this promise for? For the people of Philippi who decided to help out of whatever they had. Avar sahayichu kondu devathinte oru vaagdatham Apostle Paul is giving out. Let me tell you, you cannot quote this promise if you never help the ministry and the kingdom of God. Devathinte rajyathe nammal sahayikkumbol devan namakku therna oru vaagdatham adan our need he is going to meet. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Vishwasikkunnu. Let us lift up our hand. If we are going to give out of what we have to the kingdom of God, God says that he will meet every need that we have in our life.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to dissect this particular verse. And for the young people, I want you to think about this like a note that has been drawn upon a bank of faith. Oru note pole ee vaakyam, and I want to take it out and I want to dissect it. Now the name of the bank is my God. My God is the name of the bank. Hallelujah. What is the promise to pay? He will supply. He shall supply. That is the promise that the note says. What is the value of the note? That is all your need. Nammada aavashyam. That is the value that God is promising to pay. Hallelujah. What is the capital of the bank? It is according to His riches. That is the capital. According to the riches of God. Devathinte dhanam. We cannot even imagine the riches of God. Hallelujah. The entire earth is His. Everything that is belonging in this universe belongs to God. He has a capital on the thousand hills. There is no lack in the treasury of God. Hallelujah. God, that's what that is. So, basically the capital of the bank is according to His riches. Hallelujah. What is the address of the bank? In glory. In glory. That is the address. And who writes the signature? By Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. That is the signature. Christ has signed on that note and saying that, my God, hallelujah, He will supply all your need. Hallelujah. According to His riches. Hallelujah. Nammal kodukkumbol, there is a limitation of how much we can give. But when God will start supplying, it is according to our need. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are three points that I want to make out in here. Number one, Christ is the central in the source of every blessing that we receive. Nammada jeevathil ulla nanmayude our source is Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
James chapter 1 and verse number 17. If you look at that verse very carefully, we know that every good thing that we have is from God. Nammada jeevathil ulla endengil nanmai undengil adu devathina.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Anything good we have, hallelujah. Every good gift, every perfect gift is from above. It comes from the Father of lights. Devathina nammada ella nanmagal, ella perfect gifts comes from God alone. Hallelujah. Namukku devathe sthuthikkamo. Praise the Lord. Nanma endengil nammada jeevathil ninnu nammal anubhavikkunnundengil, if you are having a good family, if you are having good children, if you are having a good job, if you are having a good church, if you are having anything good, that has come from God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So He is the source, and Jesus Christ is the source of every blessing. Number two, when we give sacrificially to the kingdom of God, it says that God is going to meet our need. Let's turn to one verse. Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 25. Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 25. It says that the liberal soul or the generous soul will be made rich, and he who waters will also be watered himself. Hallelujah. If you are generous, if you are liberal, the word of God says that we will be made rich. Hallelujah. God is going to, hallelujah, give us back beyond our understanding. Hallelujah. When we give generously, I'm not talking about money, let me tell you. I want to tell one thing. Many times when we ask about giving, people equate that to money. Money is just one component of what we can give to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Money is just one part of what we can give to God. What can we give to God? We can give to God our time. Hallelujah. Nammada samayam namukku devathinu kodukkam. Every day when you spend some time in God's presence, that is something that you can give to God. Number two, our talents we can give to God. Namukku ulla thaalanthugal, devan thandikkira thaalanth we can give to God. Hallelujah. Our money we can give to God. The resources we can give to God. We can give to God different things. So when we give to God, it says that we will be made rich. Hallelujah. We cannot outgive God. Namukku devathinu, it says that even if you give one cup of cold water in the name of Jesus Christ, there is a reward that is waiting for you in heaven. Hallelujah. Oru cup vellam kodukkumbol adinoru reward, God notes it down and He's going to give us what we are doing it. Hallelujah. Number three, the third point I want to make is God will supply our need. In English, it's very clear if you read a little carefully. And my God shall supply all your need. I need in the Greek or underline. It doesn't say needs. It doesn't say wants. It says all your need. Hallelujah. Namakka vendida ellam தேவன் நமக்கு தரும். பிரேஸ் தி லார்ட். ஹalleluya. What does it mean? I will explain it a little more. We have many different needs, but that is not what God is concerned about. He is concerned about what we actually need. தேவன் நமக்கு தரும்போ அது எல்லாம் கூட உள்கொண்டார். தேவன் நமக்கு தரார். He gives us everything according to what we need in our life. Praise the Lord. Maybe we don't know what we are needing for. Many times we exactly do not know what I need in my life, but God says, I am going to supply all of your need. Hallelujah. You know, even before we ask God, devathoda nammal chodikkan munbe thanne God knows what we need. If you turn to Matthew 6 and verses 32, it's Jesus is speaking about the things that the Gentiles are needing. You know, there are some things that the heathen, the worldly people are needing. They are running after that. They are running for food, they are running for clothing, and they are running for shelter. They are running for different needs. But it says, your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God knows that we need even before we can ask from God. Devathodu chodikkum munpe nammude aavashyam endo aanu devathinu nallapole ariyam. Praise the Lord. We are serving a God who knows what we need in our life. Hallelujah. So God is faithful to meet our every need. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, I want to lead you through some examples about how God has met the needs of his people. And today morning I want you to think about a God that we serve. This is a God who cares about us. Namakku vendi karudunna oru devathe nammal sevikkune. Let me tell you, when we walk in the way of God, God is going to take care of our needs. Hallelujah. You know, when God brought about the children of Israel from the land of Egypt through the hand of Moses, he got them into the wilderness. Ah maribhoomil vanna pol God knew what his children need. Hallelujah. Devathin ariyavendane kunjangalukku endakkaya vendi, what are the things my children need, and he took care of every need. Let me take you through one by one. Let us turn to Exodus chapter 16. Hallelujah. And I don't want to go through the entire portion, but if you read from all the way from 4 to 31, we see how God provided for his children. Let me bring about need number 1. We all need food. They wanted to have food because there is a huge number of people, 600,000 men plus women plus children in the desert, and they need, hallelujah, food. Devam enna avarku vendi karuthi kodutha. Hallelujah. Look at verse number 12. അതിന്റെ 12-ാമത്തെ വാക്യം ഒന്ന് വായിച്ചാട്ടെ ആരെങ്കിലും പ്ലീസ്.
I have heard the complaints of the children of Israel.
Yeah.
Speak to them saying, at twilight you shall eat meat, and in the morning you shall be filled with bread.
Okay.
And you shall know that I am the Lord your God.
And you shall know that I am the Lord your God. God decided to provide the need for food for his children. It says that God decided, you know, the menu. God decided the menu. I'm going to give them food. എങ്ങനെയാണെന്ന് അറിയാമോ? For breakfast I'm going to give them bread. What they called it as manna. That was their breakfast. For their dinner, God said, I'm going to give them meat. And so every day, morning and evening, they don't have to eat the same food, but they were eating one food in the morning and one food in the evening. If you read here very carefully, it says, in the twilight, which is the evening time, you will eat meat. But in the morning, you will be filled with bread. So God gave them bread in the morning, which they called as manna, and the God gave them meat in the evening for their dinner. Hallelujah. What was the meat all about? If you see in verse number 13, you know what? When they rose up in the morning, ravali enikkumbol, the whole entire camp, and there is a good picture out here. You can see how the children of Israel were dwelling in the wilderness here. In the morning, the entire place was filled with dew. When the dew would come out, they would see that there is bread lying all over the camp. Everywhere, all they had to do is go and pick up the bread. Hallelujah. Manna poi parka mathram illa, they needed to do. They didn't need to work for the food. They didn't need to go to a shop and buy and bring home and cook. All they needed to do was get out of the tent, Go outside, look there. In the morning, there was manna lying on the ground. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. And then what happens in the evening, if you look at verse number 13, you know, the quails, from somewhere God will bring thousands and thousands of quails. They will all fly. They will come to the camp. They will all sit down there. And they are waiting for the children of Israel to pick them up so that they can have meat for dinner. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What a wonderful God we are serving. Hallelujah. They had bread in the morning that God would miraculously provide for them. They had meat in the evening that God would provide for them. Now, I want you to go a little bit further down. In verse number 16, to 18, can somebody please read?
This is the thing which the Lord has commanded.
Yeah.
Let every man gather it according to each one's need.
Okay, stop there, sister. God commanded, let every person gather it according to your need. You see the word need coming here? We all need something. We don't need to pick more than what we need, because anything that you pick more than what you need, it is a waste.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So God told his children that you go outside, you pick what you need for that day. Hallelujah. See, look down below. And Omer, yeah, please continue.
One Omer for each person.
Yeah.
According to the number of persons. Let every man take for those who are in his tent.
Yeah.
Then the children of Israel did so and gathered some more, some less.
Mm.
So when they measured it by Omer's, he who gathered much had nothing left over.
Yeah.
And he who gathered little had no lack. Every man had gathered according to each one's need.
End of the day, every man gathered according to his need. There were some people who thought, oh, one Omer is not enough for me. Let me get two Omers that I can have it. But Shavada Chandapam, it became one Omer. Even though you go, they went outside, they did all the hard work, they got all the bread, but it all turned out to be just one Omer. Because God knew that his children only needs one Omer of bread to sustain in their daily life. Hallelujah. They even didn't know what they need. Hallelujah. And so end of the day, what happened? Everybody gathered according to their need. Praise the Lord. This is our God. God said, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory. Praise the Lord. Many times we want more than what we need. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For the children of Israel, he had a tight control. So he said, all that they needed, I would let them gather. Even for the meat, they could gather the quails and they could cook and eat every day. Hallelujah. Let's talk about water. They needed water. God got water from them. Hallelujah. If you look at Exodus chapter 17, you know, the next chapter, you know, God gave them water from the rock. Enough and more, they could drink water in the desert. You know, there is no way water can come in a desert like this, but God miraculously provided them water in the desert. Then God thought, oh, my children will be tired with the sun, sunlight coming in. So what he did, he became a cloud of pillar in the daytime. Hallelujah. So that when the sun rises, the cloud of pillar would prevent them to get scorched in the sun. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So he would be the cloud of pillar in the daytime. In the nighttime, God decided, oh, there is no light anywhere. So the cloud of pillar turned out to be a cloud of fire, a pillar of fire in the night. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So it will give them the warmth and it will also give them the light. Hallelujah. Because God knew what his people need. He gave them food, he gave them water, he gave them shelter. Hallelujah. And then we see he also gave them protection from their enemies. Whenever their enemies attack, God would help them to win the battle. Hallelujah. Or not only enemies, he also, the clothes that they were wearing, our in the tuni. It says, you know, if you look at Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse number 4, their clothes did not wear off. It starts wearing off. The color starts, you know, discoloration. You know, it totally gets worn off. But you know, the clothes that the children of Israel were wearing, they did not wear off. Their clothes remained like clothes. Look at the shoes. Look at the sandals down below. You know what? 40 years. Can you believe? A child who started the journey is 40 years old. As the feet was growing, their sandals was also growing along with that. Their sandals did not wear away because God miraculously provided for their clothing and also provided for their feet, for the sandals. What a wonderful God. God knew that my children needs clothes. So their clothes were as good as new. Their sandals was as good as new. Hallelujah. Then finally, for worship, God's tabernacle. Look at that picture. This is such a wonderful picture. I was thrilled to see that. The tabernacle is right in the center of the camp. That they could go to the presence of God. And they could worship. God provided that they needed for worshiping God. And He provided. Hallelujah. It was a tabernacle of witness. When they look, if you look at the picture, and that's a very good one. Every tent, when they open up, they would see the tabernacle.
Praise the Lord.
They would see the glory of God, the Shekinah of glory, and they would say, Lord, You are the daily source of my need, and I will worship You, Lord. Hallelujah. They provided for the spiritual need that they had. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Not only that, God provided them wonderful leadership through Moses, who led them, hallelujah, for 40 years. And then after, God prepared Joshua to take over the leadership of the people of God. Hallelujah. So, whatever they needed in the Old Testament, hallelujah, if you look at the Bible, God provided for their every need. Let us come to the New Testament here. Jesus, in His ministry, He provided every need that people had. Talk about physical needs. When Jesus saw that the people were hungry, He divided the bread and the fish, and He fed 5,000 people. Hallelujah. When they were hungry, He provided them physical needs. When they needed a spiritual need fulfillment, He forgave the sins. We know that Jesus forgave the sin of the prostitute who was brought to Jesus. He forgave the sin of the paralytic man who was brought to Him. So whenever they needed a spiritual need, Jesus would, hallelujah, provide for their need. Hallelujah. For the health, I don't even want to go. So many healings that we read in the Gospels. Every time somebody would come to Jesus with a need. In my Bible, I don't see Jesus turned anybody away. Hallelujah. Whatever the need was, God gave, Jesus fulfilled them. Including, let me tell you, to the children. You know, some parents brought their children to Jesus. Jesus, can You bless them? The disciples did try to drive them away. They said, no, You go from here. But Jesus stopped them and said, bring the children to Me.
Hallelujah.
Let Me bless them. Hallelujah. Because their need was a blessing. Hallelujah. And at times He also, provided for the need of Peter. You know, Peter was fishing and did not catch a fish. And Jesus said, you draw your net on the water. And He provided, He showed them who the real provider was. Let me tell you, many of us work so hard. We hardly get money to save because, like Peter, he toiled. It's not that we don't work hard. But those a full night he was working. He was working in the waters that he was so familiar with. He knew where the fishes were. Evida meen kadakkunna pathosna nadavul ariyam. And he toiled. Chumadirikkuvar and whole night. Ellar urangumbol. Pathos whole night. Adhwanichu vachu. Oru meenne polum pidichilla. He didn't even catch one. I want you to think about it. Deivam illada nammada endakka prayatnangal undo, it will all come into vain. Hallelujah. But when Jesus said kartavinte vaakile vala irangiyappol, He perutha meen kootam, He caught a huge number of fishes. Hallelujah. Let me tell you that Jesus provided for that as well. Hallelujah. One time, there was a dear family who was grieving. Their brother was dying. Martha and Mary were grieving. And Jesus knew, hallelujah, that family was grieving. He came to them. Hallelujah. He raised up Lazarus from the dead. And He comforted them. And He provided in a time of the grief. Hallelujah. He knew what was needed in that family. And Jesus provided for them also. Hallelujah. Whatever the needs was, a nation. Jesus fed and he met every need of his people. Let me tell you today, is Jesus any different? No, I don't believe so. He is the same yesterday. He is the same today. And he is the same tomorrow. Can we lift our hands to the Lord?
Right.
Hallelujah. My God shall provide all our need. Hallelujah. According to his riches in glory. According to his riches in glory. Dear child of God, believe in faith. Whatever your need is, hallelujah. Give it to the hand of the Lord. And he will provide for you. He will take care of your need. You don't have to be worried. You don't have to run around. You don't have to work without any issue. Hallelujah. God said, I am going to provide every need that you have in your life.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But sadly, the sad situation is that today many of our needs are not being met. We pray, but there is no answer. As I was meditating on in the Word of God, God gave me 6 reasons. If you have a pen and a paper, I want you to note this down. There are 6 reasons. Many times our needs are not being met. We need to think about it. There are some reasons that why God, who said that he will supply all our needs, he is not answering our prayers. There are 6 reasons. Number 1, can you turn to Revelation chapter 3 and verse number 17? The first reason that I believe is because we are self-sufficient. We are self-sufficient. Can somebody please read that? Revelation 3 verse 17. Okay, sister. 17th വാക്യത്തിൽ അവിടെ പറയുന്നത്, there is a self-sufficiency in the people. The church is, the Spirit of God is speaking to the church of Laodicea. And the Spirit says like this, you say, I am rich. Nyan dhanavana. I am self-sufficient. I don't need anything from anybody. This is what the people are saying. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. നമുക്ക് ഒന്നിനും ആവശ്യമില്ലെന്ന് ചിന്തിക്കുമ്പോൾ ദൈവം നമ്മുടെ ഒരു ആവശ്യത്തിനും ദൈവം തരുന്നില്ല. Because you are self-sufficient. Praise the Lord. ഇവിടെ the people were saying, I am rich. I have become wealthy. I have need for nothing. Especially in this country. I have worshipped the Lord in Gulf countries. And a big difference that I see worshipping in this country is that people don't need God. They think they don't. He is not in the equation. I have everything I need. I have a car. I have credit cards. I have a house. I have everything that I need. You know, when we think like that, let me tell you, there is nothing that God will be able to meet our needs. നമ്മൾ ആവശ്യത്തോട് ദൈവത്തിന് മുമ്പാകെ വരുമ്പോഴേ ദൈവം നമ്മുടെ ആവശ്യം അറിഞ്ഞ് ദൈവം നമ്മളെ സഹായിക്കത്തുള്ളൂ. So the number one thing that we need to understand is that we should say that we are not self-sufficient. നമുക്ക് നന്മകൾ തരുന്നത് ദൈവം തന്നെയാണ്. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. Whatever the need is, we will know because God is the one who is providing for us. Hallelujah. Only Jesus can satisfy our real need. Let me tell the second point here. The second reason why God is not meeting our need is because we do not ask. നമ്മുടെ ദൈവത്തോട് ചോദിക്കാറില്ല. James chapter 4. Can you turn with me to James chapter 4? And verse number 2. James chapter 4. It says, the last part of verse number 2 says, you do not have because you do not ask. Because we do not ask, we do not receive from God. You do not have because we do not ask. You know that Jesus has said in Matthew chapter 7 and verse number 7, ask and you shall receive. Seek and it shall find. We shall find. Knock and the door will be opened. നമ്മളെ യാചിക്കുമ്പോൾ ദൈവം നമുക്ക് നൽകി തരും. But when you do not ask, how do you expect to receive from God? Praise the Lord. So the second reason is we do not ask. Number third, the third reason is that even when we are asking with the wrong motives. Our motives are not correct. Look at verse number 3, James chapter 4.
You ask and do not receive,
yeah,
because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasure.
We are asking with the wrong motives. We are asking to spend it in our pleasures. And that is the reason God does not give what we are asking from God.
Praise the Lord.
We have to set our motives correct before we come to God's presence and we are asking from God. ദൈവത്തോട് ചോദിക്കുമ്പോൾ അതിന്റെ പുറകിൽ നിൽക്കുന്ന ഉദ്ദേശം എന്തോ? യു നീഡ് എ ജോബ്. വൈ ഡു യു നീഡ് എ ജോബ്? ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് ഓൺലി ഫോർ യു, ഓർ ഈസ് ഇറ്റ് ഗോയിങ് ടു ബെനിഫിറ്റ് ദ കിങ്ഡം ഓഫ് ഗോഡ്? പ്രൈസ് ദ ലോർഡ്. Praise the Lord. I remember, you know, back in my ministry days, we have prayed for people who did not have jobs. You know, when finally they got jobs, they would never come to the church anymore. They don't have time to come to the church. I have come across so many people like that in my ministry. You know, when we are asking from God, let what God give will be used in the kingdom of God, for the glory of God, for the blessings of God. Hallelujah. Number angle, with the right motive, we need to ask. Many times, when we ask with the wrong motives, we don't receive from God. The fourth reason, we doubt when we are asking from God. നമുക്ക് അതിനുള്ള വിശ്വാസം ഇല്ല. James chapter 1 and verse number 6. യാക്കോബ് 1:6.
But let him ask in faith, with no doubting.
Yes.
For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind.
When you are asking from God, do not doubt. നമ്മുടെ വിശ്വാസത്തോട് നമ്മൾ ദൈവത്തോട് ചോദിക്കണം. When we ask by faith, God is going to answer us. If here it speaks about asking for wisdom, but I believe that it will translate to everything that we are asking for. When we ask, let us come to him by faith, vishwasathode, onnum nammal samshayikkathe devathode chodikkumbol, God is going to give us what we are asking for.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So without doubting, by faith, let us ask from the Lord. And jump the reason, you know why God does not hear our prayers? Look to Psalm 66. Verse number 18, very familiar verse. ഞാന് എന്റെ മനസ്സിൽ അലർത്തിയം കണക്ക് കരുതിയിട്ടുണ്ടായിരുന്നെങ്കിൽ ദൈവം എന്റെ പ്രാർത്ഥന കേൾക്കത്തില്ല.
Sister, read in 6. Iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear.
If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. മനസ്സിനകത്ത് അകർത്യം. You know, when we come to God's presence, one of the first things that we need to do is ask God to cleanse us from every sin, every bad thing that is there. Because if we have sin in our heart, if there are sins that are not confessed and forsaken in our lives, God is not going to hear us and God is not going to give what we are asking from God. Praise the Lord. നമ്മൾ അകൃത്യം കരുതിയിട്ട് നമ്മൾ ദൈവത്തിന് മുമ്പാകെ വന്നാൽ there's no use. The whole thing is of uses. We need to totally surrender ourselves before God and say, Lord, there are sins I know I'm committing because I am a human person, but you need to cleanse me. നീ എന്നെ ഒന്ന് കഴുകണമേ, നിന്റെ രക്തത്താൽ നീ എന്നെ കഴുകണമേ എന്ന് പ്രാർത്ഥിച്ച്, when the blood of Jesus will cleanse us from our sins, and then when we ask from God, God will be providing for us. Hallelujah. Finally, the sixth point I want to make here. Many times we are asking but not according to the will of God. ദൈവത്തിന്റെ ഹിതമില്ലാത്ത കാര്യങ്ങളാണ് നമ്മൾ ചോദിക്കുന്നത്. You know why? Because we do not know what is the will of God. ദൈവത്തിന്റെ ഹിതം എന്തുവാന്ന് എങ്ങനെ നമ്മൾ മനസ്സിലാക്കേണ്ടത്? Turn to John chapter 15, യോഹന്നാന്റെ സുവിശേഷം, അതിന്റെ 15th chapter. And verse number 7, here is the secret that God gives us. What we should ask for, and what we will receive. Please read.
If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire,
yeah,
and it shall be done for you.
Yes. You know what? There are two things that should happen simultaneously. One, nammal kartavil vasikanam, we need to abide in Christ. Number two, the word of God should abide in us. When these dual things happen in our life, we are abiding in Christ and God's word abide in us. What happens is that we clearly know what is the will of God. We know this is definitely God's will. Hallelujah. When we ask from God, it says, whatever you desire, it will be done for you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me tell you again. My God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory. Hallelujah. Through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Our God shall supply all our needs. Hallelujah. Let me come here and just help me tell you a couple of things here. There are many needs that we have in our life. We may have physical needs. We may have financial needs. We may have health needs. We may have mental, emotional needs. We may have social, relational needs. We may have spiritual needs. All the needs, when you come and ask it in the right way, God is going to provide for us. You know, other than the physical needs that we have, I have listed a few other needs that we all have in our life. We need to be loved. Because we are relational people, we have a need to be loved. And so God has placed us in the family of God. So that we can love each other and we can also get the love from God. Hallelujah. We need to belong. And so our church family is a place that you can belong. Hallelujah. Just like our family is a place that we can belong. When sin comes, it separates us. You know that Adam and Eve were having a perfect relationship with God. They belonged to Him. But the paavam kadannu vannappol, there was a separation. അവർ അകന്നു പോയി ദൈവത്തുനിന്ന്. നമ്മുടെ മുമ്പാകെ നമ്മുടെ അങ്ങോട്ടും ഇങ്ങോട്ടും നമ്മളെ അങ്ങോട്ടും ഇങ്ങോട്ടും അകത്തുന്നുണ്ടോ? ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് ഓൺലി സിൻ ദാറ്റ് വിൽ കം ഇൻ അവർ ലൈഫ്. ലെറ്റ് അസ് അണ്ടർസ്റ്റാൻഡ് ദാറ്റ് ദ നീഡ് ടു ബി ബിലോങ് ദ നീഡ് ടു ബി ലവ്ഡ് ഈസ് ഓൺലി വെൻ അവർ സിൻസ് ആർ ടേക്കൺ അവേ. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ദേർ ഈസ് എ നീഡ് ടു ബി വാല്യൂഡ്, ദേർ ഈസ് എ നീഡ് ടു ബി അണ്ടർസ്റ്റുഡ്, ദേർ ഈസ് എ നീഡ് ടു ബി അഫേംഡ്, ദേർ ഈസ് എ നീഡ് ടു ബി വാലിഡേറ്റഡ്, ദേർ ഈസ് എ നീഡ് ടു ബി അപ്രീഷിയേറ്റഡ്. ദീസ് ആർ ഓൾ നീഡ്സ് ദാറ്റ് വി ഹാവ് ഇൻ അവർ ലൈഫ്. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ബട്ട് ഗോഡ് ക്യാൻ ഓൺലി സാറ്റിസ്ഫൈ അവർ നീഡ്സ്. ദൈവത്തിന് അറിയാം നമ്മുടെ എന്തോ ആവശ്യമെന്ന്. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ഗോഡ് ട്രൂലി നോസ് വാട്ട് ആർ നീഡ്സ്. ലെറ്റ് മീ ഗിവ് എൻ എക്സാമ്പിൾ ഇൻ ദ ന്യൂ ടെസ്റ്റ്മെന്റ്. യു നോ, വെൻ ജീസസ് ഇൻ ജോൺ ചാപ്റ്റർ 4, ജീസസ് പാസ് ത്രൂ എ സിറ്റി കോൾഡ് സൈഖാർ, ത്രൂ ദ സമാരിറ്റൻ വില്ലേജ്. ഹി കെയിം ആൻഡ് റെസ്റ്റഡ് അപ്പോൺ ദാറ്റ് വെൽ, ആൻഡ് ദേർ വാസ് എ വുമൻ ഹു കെയിം. ഷീ തോട്ട് ഹർ നീഡ് വാസ് ഫോർ സം വാട്ടർ. ഇച്ചിരി വെള്ളത്തിന് വേണ്ടി ആ സ്ത്രീ ആ സമയത്ത് വന്നത്. ബട്ട് യു നോ വാട്ട് ഹർ റിയൽ നീഡ് വാസ്? ഹർ റിയൽ നീഡ് വാസ് ഹർ സാൽവേഷൻ. ഹർ റിയൽ നീഡ് വാസ് ടു ഫോർ ഗോഡ് ടു സപ്ലൈ ഹർ സംതിങ് ദാറ്റ് വാസ് ഗോയിങ് ടു സാറ്റിസ്ഫൈ ഹർ കംപ്ലീറ്റ്ലി. ആൻഡ് ജീസസ് സെഡ്, ഐ എം ഗോയിങ് ടു ഗിവ് യു എ വാട്ടർ ദാറ്റ് ക്യാൻ സാറ്റിസ്ഫൈ. ഈ വെള്ളം കുടിക്കുന്നവർ പിന്നെ ദാഹിക്കും, പക്ഷെ ഞാൻ തരുന്ന വെള്ളം കുടിക്കുമ്പോൾ ഒരു നാളും ദാഹിക്കത്തില്ല. യു വിൽ നെവർ ബി തേഴ്സി. ആൻഡ് ഷീ വാസ് റണ്ണിങ് അറൌണ്ട് ഫോർ ഹർ ഫോർ എ തേഴ്സ് ടു ബി ക്വെൻസ്ഡ്. ഷി ഹാഡ് ഫൈവ് ഹസ്ബൻഡ്സ്. ദ മാൻ ഷി വാസ് ടുഗദർ വിത്ത്, ഹി വാസ് നോട്ട് എ ഹസ്ബൻഡ്. ഷി ഹാഡ് എ റിയൽ പ്രോബ്ലം ഓഫ് ഫുൾഫിൽമെന്റ് ഓഫ് എ നീഡ്. ആൻഡ് ജീസസ് ന്യൂ ദാറ്റ്. ആൻഡ് ജീസസ് സെഡ്, യു നോ വാട്ട്, യുവർ നീഡ് ഇസ് നോട്ട് ദ വാട്ടർ ഫ്രം ദ വെൽ. യു നീഡ് ടു ഹാവ് യുവർ റിയൽ നീഡ് സാറ്റിസ്ഫൈഡ് വെൻ യു ഹാവ് ഗോഡ് ഇൻ അവർ your life. Hallelujah. Avada kartav, hallelujah, he spoke about the living water. You know, we also read about John chapter 3, where Nicodemus come to Jesus in the night time. He thought that he had a need for some answers in his life, but Jesus said, you know, truly I tell you, except a man is born again, he will never enter into the kingdom of God. Jesus knew what the need of that man was, and he felt the need. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In the pagal samayam, as I spoke all these things, let me tell you, God has given us an access. We need to come into the God's presence. Let us take one more verse before I close here. Hebrews chapter 4. Ebraer and then Arandhya Dhyayam. You know, we are serving a high priest who has gone to heaven. Swargathil Pidavinte Valathubhagathu irikkunna oru putrane nammal kaanunna. He has gone through every situation that we are going through today. Hebrews chapter 4 and from 14 to 16. Can somebody please read that?
Seeing then that we have a great high priest,
yeah,
who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
In time of need, aavishyathinte samayathu nammal endha cheyanam? We have to boldly come to the throne of grace. കൃപാസനത്തിലോട്ട് നമ്മൾ ധൈര്യത്തോടെ ചെല്ലണം. ബിക്കോസ് വി ഹാവ് എ പ്രീസ്റ്റ്, എ ഹൈ പ്രീസ്റ്റ് ഹു ലിവ്ഡ് ഓൺ ദിസ് എർത്ത്, ഹു വെന്റ് ത്രൂ അവർ സിറ്റുവേഷൻ, ഹു നോസ് അവർ പ്രോബ്ലംസ്, ഹു അണ്ടർസ്റ്റാൻഡ്സ് വാട്ട് വി ആർ ഗോയിങ് ത്രൂ. സോ വെൻ വി ഗോ ടു ദ പ്രസൻസ് ഓഫ് ഗോഡ്, ഹി വിൽ ഷവർ അപ്പോൺ അസ് ബോത്ത് മേഴ്സി ആൻഡ് ഗ്രേസ്. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. Mercy is not getting what we deserve. Praise the Lord. നമ്മുടെ ദൈവത്തിന്റെ കൃപാസനത്തിലോട് ചെല്ലുമ്പോൾ ദൈവം നമുക്ക് നമ്മുടെ നീഡ് അനുസരിച്ച്, അക്കോർഡിംഗ് ടു വാട്ട് വി നീഡ്, ഹി ഈസ് ഗോയിങ് ടു പ്രൊവൈഡ് ഫോർ അസ്. ഹി ഈസ് ഗോയിങ് ടു സപ്ലൈ എവറി നീഡ് ഇൻ അവർ ലൈഫ്. പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ്. ഇന്ന് പല സമയം ഇവിടെ വന്നിരിക്കുമ്പോൾ, ഐ വാണ്ട് യു ടു ക്ലോസ് യുവർ ഐസ് ഫോർ എ മോമെന്റ്. I want to think you to think in your life, what is it that I need? എനിക്ക് എന്തതിന്റെ ആവശ്യങ്ങളുണ്ട് കർത്താവേ? Am I that close to you that I know that this is your will for me? Lord, thank you for the word that says my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory. Hallelujah. നമ്മൾ എന്തിനെ ഭാരപ്പെടുന്നു? This morning, if we are tired, if we are upset, if we are depressed, if there is something in our life that we have not been met so far, I challenge you in faith, under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, I challenge you to shed away your fear. Take away your fear. Come by faith into the presence of God. You ask, open your mouth, and by faith you go to His presence. Hallelujah. raise your hand. If there is any need in your life that you are struggling with, ഏതെങ്കിലും ഒരു ആവശ്യം നമ്മുടെ ജീവിതത്തിലുണ്ട്, നമ്മൾ അതിൽ സ്ട്രഗിൾ ചെയ്യുന്ന കർത്താവേ, ലോർഡ് ഐ ആം സ്ട്രഗ്ലിംഗ് വിത്ത് ദിസ് പെർട്ടിക്കുലർ നീഡ്, ഐ ഹാവ് ബീൻ പ്രേയിങ് ഫോർ സോ മെനി ഡേയ്സ്, കർത്താവേ ഇന്നും ഉത്തരം കിട്ടാതെ ഞാൻ ആരെയും വിഷമിക്കുന്ന ഈ ഒരു ആവശ്യം, ഹല്ലേലൂയ, കാൻ യു ലിഫ്റ്റ് അപ്പ് യുവർ ഹാൻഡ്സ് ആൻഡ് ബൈ ഫെയ്ത്ത് ഹല്ലേലൂയ ക്ലെയിം ഇറ്റ് ഫ്രം ഗോഡ് ടുഡേ മോർണിംഗ്. ഗോഡ് ഈസ് ഏബിൾ ടു സപ്ലൈ ഓൾ യുവർ നീഡ് ദാറ്റ് യു ഹാവ് അക്കോർഡിംഗ് ടു ഹിസ് റിച്ചസ് ഇൻ ഗ്ലോറി. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. This morning I want to ask if there is anyone who needs a prayer this morning. You don't have to say, I don't need to know what your need is. If there is any need, I want you to lift up your hands for a moment. I want you to lift up your hands for a moment. We are going to pray for you right now. I want to pray and then hallelujah. I want to close up my message this morning. I believe that among you sitting here, there are people who have needs in your life. And God can supply your need. Don't grumble. Don't say God is not hearing your prayer. Don't say, oh, the church is not caring for me. Oh, the pastor is not listening to me. Don't grumble. Because God is there who says that He will provide for you. He will provide for your every need. When you trust in Him, hallelujah. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we come in your presence this morning. We thank you, Lord, because of your precious promises that you give us. That you are going to supply every need that we have, Lord. I pray for your children this morning. Lord, I pray a deliverance upon their life. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I pray that you remove every bondage in their life. Take away all the shackles that they have. Lord, release them, Lord, to do greater things for you. Father, I pray for this church in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that you add, open up, Lord, its boundaries. Lord, I pray that you bring more people in your church, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, open up the ministry, Lord. I pray for the man of God, your servant, hallelujah. Use him greatly, Lord, in the ministry. Lord, pray for the young people here. Lord, I pray a blessing over them, Lord. Use them greatly, Lord, to be ministers of the glory of God. I thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, that you have saved us. You have called us. You have redeemed us. And you are leading us, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you that you have got greater things planned for in our lives. We bless your name. Thank you for this time. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Praise the Lord.